Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. And, yeah, so it's, by the way, 2 for Tuesday. You want to get your requests in, one artist, two songs, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Okay, my guests right now are a married couple. Natalie Anderson and Tyler Anderson, who are the owners of Beards Guard Barbers in Batavia. And they are featured in a new book titled The Gentleman's Guide to Grooming, The Quintessential Handbook for the Modern Man. And they're going to be hosting a special book signing tomorrow night, October 4th, Wednesday, at the Barbershop, which is at 117 South Batavia Avenue in Batavia. And the event is also going to feature a beard judging competition by Natalie and Rick Finney, who are the founders of Captain Fawcett Grooming Brand. And so this is going to be a lot of fun. It's like an old school barbershop. And I want to talk to the married couple that that are going to be participating in this, talk about the book and all kinds of fun stuff. Let's welcome Natalie and Tyler to the show. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Doing good.
All right.
Good morning.
You have had this barbershop, Beards Guard Barbers, since 2014. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about what made you guys want to open up an old school barbershop, because I think it's awesome.
Well, I probably started with me up in Montreal. I'm not from there, but, you know, just ran away to have a life in another country for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And ended up training under an 89-year-old Italian guy named Urkel. And this man loved Light FM, and if he's never heard a man of that age singing along to Carrie Underwood before he cheats, you haven't lived yet. But coming from that and just having an affinity for the old school way of things seemed the way to go. And, of course, I didn't find out until, you know, like 8 years into my career that my great-grandfather was a barber because, you know, Polish family, if you don't ask, they don't tell you.
Right. Well, what did you do before being a barber? So what, you said 8 years into your career. What was your career?
That's actually how we met. Tyler was wearing lederhosen at the time. It was a bar, Fox and Hound out in Arlington Heights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Many, many long hours slinging beverages.
And that's how you guys met.
Yeah,
that's really great. Okay, so you trained in Montreal under an older gentleman named Urkel, which I love. And then you're like, that's it. It's we have to open up a barbershop. So that was that something that you wanted to do when you came back to America?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she came back. I stayed here the whole time. I didn't meet her until she had moved back from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
When we were working at the bar. But I never really thought about barbering as a career choice. I bounced around from, you know, a whole slew of different jobs, from bartending. I worked as a baker for a while, lots of warehouses. But she got me into barbering and convinced me finally to go to barber school. And it's been fantastic.
He was doing his own haircuts. And if usually people say, oh, I cut my own hair. And they're like, yeah, I know. but with him, I actually couldn't tell. And
she thought I was going somewhere else.
Yeah, like it wasn't a great haircut, but for a self haircut, it sure as hell wasn't bad. So,
yeah.
And also, he loves to talk. So, like, being a barber is just right for him.
Right.
Like, bartending and, you know, some old schoolery all put together.
Well, yeah. Tyler, tell me about barber school. But for people who don't know, how long did you attend? What was it like?
So, state of Illinois requires that you have 1,500 hours of schooling before taking your state board exam. So you can break it up kind of however you want. It take anywhere from 10 months to 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you?
A little over 10 months.
Oh, okay.
I tried to crank the hours out as fast as I could so that I could get out there into the world.
Okay. So then, and Natalie, you trained in Canada, correct?
Yeah, but then, you know, I got back to the States because I couldn't get a visa to stay up there, and then nothing transferred, so I actually had to do school all over again.
Oh, wow.
Same school, but before he went there, also 1,500 hours, good times. But the nice thing about that school is they take people at whatever level they're at, so even though I had been cutting for a while, man, they would, like, nitpick every little detail, and I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
is pretty great stuff. And then, of course, I did the same thing to Tyler during his entire time in school, and he advanced so fast. It was amazing.
Spend 12 hours a day at school and then come home and talk about barbering even more.
Wow.
It's never stopped.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so you put all this time in and everything. How did you find this space? How did you find what would eventually become Beer's Guard Barbers?
It was a giant beard washing windows. We were just walking around town because my sister and her husband had moved out to this area. I'm just thinking, hey, yeah, maybe. And a gentleman named Ryan Alden, who just opened his own tattoo studio called Elder Beauty Inc., he does all of Tyler's work for him, was out washing the windows of the tattoo shop that he was working at, which was right next door to us for a long time. And then we saw a for lease sign and looked inside and saw the old tin ceiling and said, what? No way. It worked out.
And the idea was to go old school, right? Like the old barber pole, the whole nine, right?
Absolutely.
But when you see that tin ceiling, it kind of built itself, you know?
Yeah.
Like the building.
There was nothing else that you could have with that kind of a ceiling in that space.
Yeah, the building is from at least 1890. That was the first pharmacy receipt that was found in there.
Wow.
And it was a pharmacy all the way up until, I think, the
1980.
Yeah, the 80s, although they took the soda fountain out in the 60s because the teens were running wild.
Yeah.
But that's actually somewhere around where the Kennedy connection to the building comes in.
Tell me about that.
So the mayor here is quite a history buff. And apparently, John F. Kennedy, when he was in the war, got shot. His PT boat got shot down, and he was rescued by another boat. So he's in town right before he won the election. He was giving a speech in front of the high school, and they were going along. Started raining. Stopped to pull up the hood on the convertible, and they stopped right in front of our shop. And Bert Johnson, the owner of the pharmacy, comes out and says, "Hey, Mr. Kennedy, do you remember me?" Because he was on that boat that rescued Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
And he said, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The weird little connections in this town are wild.
That's amazing. So there's a ton of history in the building you guys are in, then. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sanitarium where Mary Todd Lincoln was involuntarily incarcerated after Abe died is 2 blocks away.
Wow.
It's not a sanitarium anymore, but...
Right. Wow. That's fantastic. And now you guys, I'm looking at some of the stuff that you guys have written. You wrote, you called everybody nerds, you know, in the shop bio, greeting nerd,
yeah.
Greeting nerds.
Oh,
so you guys are nerds. Tell me a little bit about your interest in that world.
Oh man. How much time do you have? I grew up, watching like old sci-fi movies. My dad got me into Star Trek when I was really young. That was part of our little, you know, evening traditions.
Yeah.
Natalie read The Hobbit when she was 5.
Yeah, I got started on that one real early.
Yeah, so you started on the Tolkien really early then, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, way before me.
Yeah. And so you guys are just nerds, and it's great. Hey, by the way, Tyler, have you watched the new Star Trek series? What do you think, if you have?
I haven't had a chance to start it yet. No, I'm really excited, and I've been trying to plow through a lot of other shows. There's so many.
There's
too
much.
Down the dark matter rabbit hole right now.
As you said, man, there's too much TV right now. I mean, I am just, it's ridiculous the amount of stuff that.
I wouldn't say too much. Well, I would just say it's a lot.
The golden age, for sure.
No question about it. Now, this nerd influence that you guys embrace, is that part of the shop as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I mean, it kind of started with just getting all the stuff out of our house and into another place.
We needed to have decoration for the shop, and we figured, well, we have all this cool stuff that we enjoy at home that, let's face it, we're going to be at the shop more than we're going to be at the house. So let's share this with everybody and kind of make the shop part of our home.
And then people started bringing things.
Oh, cool. Tell me about some of the stuff that you have in the shop. What's it, you know, describe some of it.
We have some old Star Wars figurines that I had when I was younger. Lots of posters, pictures.
A handmade 7-foot-tall twin knight, and then from a completely separate, unrelated source, like a 4-foot version. We don't even know.
And so you have regulars, obviously, who come in, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, they get pretty deep into it. Yeah.
We got some super fans.
We have some we've grown. We've said for a long time that coming to our shop is kind of like a group D&D group in somebody's basement, just like having a grand old time.
That sounds.
You ever seen the Guild? It's much like the Guild.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the build it and they will come, I guess.
That's fantastic. That's great, man. That is so cool. Well, tell me about the name. Where did you guys come up with the name Beersgaard Barbers?
Alcohol.
The creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple drinks and then try to spitball a concept and name it.
Wasn't it Hemingway that said first draft drunk, second draft sober?
Yeah.
That's how we do all of our concepts.
That's it. There you go.
Not like drunk, but
yeah.
You know.
We're not getting sloshed.
Beersgaard Barbers in Batavia. Everybody should stop by. It's at 117 South Batavia. And we're going to take a break, you guys. When we come back, I want to talk about the book that you're featured in, which is awesome. And about the event tomorrow night, Wednesday night, okay?
Cool.
Okay, hang on, guys. There you go. Natalie and Tyler Anderson are here. They sound like great people. By the way, they know Esmeralda and V. So we can talk a little bit about that, too. But that's coming up. Anyway, we got to tell you about this big event that's happening. It's a book signing. It's going to be there's a beer judging competition. It just sounds like it's going to be a blast. And it's at beersgaardbarbers.com. We have a link on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. And we'll talk more with Tyler and Natalie right after we take a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? On our Facebook page, you will find a link to Beersgaard Barbers in Batavia. The owners, Tyler and Natalie Anderson, are with us, and they're featured in a new book called The Gentleman's Guide to Grooming, the quintessential handbook for the modern man. And they're going to be hosting a special book signing tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at the barbershop. And the event is also going to feature a beer judging competition as well. And we welcome Natalie and Tyler back. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
I understand that you know my friend Esmeralda Leon.
We do.
Yes.
The lovely
and talented Esmeralda.
She's fantastic, and I love working with her, and it's great knowing her, and her boyfriend is cool as hell. So they're really a couple of cool people, and I'm glad that you know them. That's very cool.
He was the first person we ever hired, and really helped build what this shop, like the entire vibe that this is the shop. I mean, heck, all of his childhood Ghostbuster toys are still there.
I'm gonna hold them ransom forever.
Yeah, that's great. That's really, really cool. So tell me about how you got involved in the book.
Like, really randomly. I honestly don't know. I mean, they profiled a number of barbers and barbershops from around the world, and looking at the rest of the people in there, how, what? None of this makes any sense. I mean, we're incredibly honored to be in there. I got a call from Richie Finney. He is the founder, although he calls himself the captain's right-hand man, which is kind of a joke because the real Captain Fawcett died mysteriously in the Amazon in the 20s. There is a whole movie made about it, Velocity of Z. But Richie is the founder of Captain Fawcett, this just legendary UK grooming brand that works with people like Jimmy Niggles and Ricky Hall. He's heavily involved in the World Beard and Mustache Championships.
Project 60
beard season,
yep.
All this amazing stuff. And he was writing this wonderful book on just all things barbering and grooming and man stuff.
He's
in
a wonderful
general
chap.
He's the true most interesting man in the world.
Is that right?
Like, oh yes. Looks like the cross between, what do I call him? The biker dwarf king Santa mixed with some Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
Legendary.
That's great.
His products ended up all over the set of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. So, you know, you want to smell like Middle Earth.
Yeah.
That's Captain Fawcett.
There you go. And so that, and then so they came to you with the book, and what how are you featured in it?
They were doing profiles on a few female barbers from around the world, and I ended up one of those. All the photos in there were shot by, or the photos in that profile were shot by Michael Barton, who's a local photographer as well. Just does fantastic work. And actually, he was the previous occupant of our shop space. So another little Batavia triangle bit there.
So many connections.
So many. I'm getting freaked out just listening to you guys. I'm telling you. The event
spend a little time in the shop.
It goes so much deeper.
The event itself that's happening tomorrow night sounds like it's going to be a blast. It's entitled The Captain of the Guard Book Signing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are going to have the book signing. You're going to have a best beard and mustache competition. There's going to be food, drink, live music, all kinds of stuff. It sounds like a blast. What time does it all start?
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. The beard and mustache contestants must be there by 8, with judging promptly at 8:30.
Okay. And you can get a copy of the book. Is the book available everywhere now online in case people can't make it out to the signing?
Not until November 5th.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is a pre-launch book signing.
Oh.
So you're going to be able to get it and get it signed by Richie himself.
That's outstanding. And now let me ask you this. Are you guys going to be, you're not going to be open for business. You're not cutting hair or doing beards tomorrow night, are you?
For part of it, we will.
Oh, you will.
For the first hour still, we have to put our schedules in there like 3 months in advance, and this all materialized fairly quickly over here. So, yeah, we just kind of roll on. All good.
You know,
our staff is absolutely incredible, and we handle events like this while things are going on, and it's all good times.
How big is your staff?
12 now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Getting up there.
7 barbers and 5 supporting staff.
That's amazing. I will say this. I haven't had a really good barbershop shave in a long time, but there's nothing like
honey,
it.
Oh, honey,
you gotta come
see
it.
No, I know. There's nothing like it. There's absolutely no. People don't understand. I don't think people understand.
We take it a bit farther than most.
Do you? Because you know,
oh, yes, like Russian bull, all the essential oils on towels.
Yeah, man. Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just there's nothing. People don't understand. Unless they've had a really good barber shave with the straight razor and the hot foam and the whole deal. Forget it. It's amazing.
Come on out.
All right.
We will make it happen.
That's fantastic. Tyler, Natalie, great to meet you. Congratulations on all the success. Have a really fun time on Wednesday night at the barbershop, and good luck with everything else.
Thanks so much. Can't wait.
Okay. See you guys. Take care.
Have a good one.
See ya. There you go. Natalie and Tyler, how charming are they, and how cool does that place sound? Fantastic. Beards Guard Barbers in Batavia, and the book is called The Gentleman's Guide to Grooming, the Quintessential Handbook for the Modern Man. It's tomorrow night, Wednesday, October 4th, at the barbershop. Big event, book signing, best beard mustache competition, food, drink, live music, all that stuff. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back after this on 720 WGN.